You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. From the 27th to the 30th of November, an international conference is taking place at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome. It focuses on revising Lonergan's anthropology. Canadian Bernard Lonergan, who was born in 1904 and died in 1984, is a Jesuit most noted for his work on philosophical and theological method. Author of Insight, A Study in Human Understanding and Method in Theology, he taught at this university from 1953 to 1965. One of the speakers at this conference is fellow Jesuit, Father Michael Paul Gallagher, professor of theology at this same university, and his special contribution to this conference is a talk by the title of Lonergan, Therapy for Cultural Confusion. I went round to call on him earlier in the week. I'd like to begin by shedding a little light on a man who's considered to be one of the giants of 20th century theology, yet is little known by the wider public. In your opinion, why would someone considered to be such a giant be so little known?
Because he was such a specialist and chose to be a specialist for specialists. Just a curious fact, we may as well mention it. I discovered that he has the same birthday as Pope Francis. Obviously a different year, but he was born on the same date, which is the 17th of December, in his case, 1904. Why is he so little known? Well, he's not that little known. He's little known by the big public, but there are three journals devoted exclusively to his work, and that is not true of any other theologian. So among perhaps a minority of people in the area of philosophy and theology, especially in Catholic circles, he is very well known.
When one speaks of Lonergan, the expression new foundation comes to mind. Can you explain?
Yes, he was a very conservative thinker. He spent many, many years studying Aquinas. He spent many years also in the Gregorian, teaching both Christology and Trinity, which are very central courses in dogma. And then he discovered gradually that the foundations weren't there anymore. The world had changed so much with science, with historical consciousness, and with many, many new questions, that he said, I have to rethink everything. So having had a very conservative or traditional foundation, because of his background in science, he felt he had to rethink the basis, especially of how do we arrive at truth for something that isn't scientifically verifiable. That's one example.
In terms of formation, then, you talk about his traditional approach. I mean, he relied on the thinking of people like Augustine and Aquinas, so rolling back the clock to a world that no longer exists. Was this important in his formation, or was it rather Newman?
Well, he admired Augustine and Aquinas enormously for what they did in their time. But he was forever using the expression, let us be at the level of our own times. He wanted to do for today what Thomas Aquinas did for his day, when, of course, in Thomas Aquinas' time, there was this great mingling of Arabic thought and Aristotle and Christian thought and so on. So Lonergan wanted to do something of the same for the 20th century.
And Newman?
Newman was extremely important in awakening him to a different way of thinking when he was only 24. He was studying in Heathrop, the old Heathrop in outside Oxford in England, studying philosophy. He was very bored with the kind of traditional philosophy in Latin that they were doing. And one day in the library, he came across The Grammar of Assent, which, by the way, is not the easiest introduction to Newman, not the easiest book to read. But he, Lonergan, young Canadian, read it six times and said, now this is for real. Here is someone who knows what they're talking about from inside. It wasn't just abstract, it wasn't just distant. It was personal, intelligent, and even dramatic.
Sort of psychological introspection.
Psychological would be one of Newman's words and one of Lonergan's words, exactly. Yes, yes.
What is his legacy today, do you think?
Well, his legacy today, if I want to put it almost personally, I would say he gives me intellectual consolation in the sense that I might be having a meeting with Professor Odifreddi, for instance, who Pope Benedict had dialogue with. And it's just possible he might come to one of my classes. There's talk about it because one of the students knows him. He can know everything about mathematics that I don't know. But I know where I stand and why I stand in a way that Lonergan has taught me to. He said, I want to introduce you to yourself. And he insisted always, don't just read my book, do it. It's a set of, almost like Ignatius, St. Ignatius had spiritual exercises, Lonergan has intellectual exercises. You get in touch with the operations, with the movements of your thinking. When you experience something, when you make a hypothesis about it, and say, perhaps this is so, above all, when you make a judgment. And how do you make a judgment? That was a big question for both Newman and Aquinas, and Lonergan, as it were, brings it up to date. And then, I shouldn't talk about him without mentioning his fiery social passion. He grew up in the time of the Depression. He saw a lot of economic suffering around him in Canada. And so he has this very strong social dimension of what is wrong with the world that so many people cannot have a decent life. So, although he didn't do what theory of social justice as we know it today, in rethinking the foundations of where we are, how we arrive at truth, how above all we arrive at decisions, how faith changes us and transforms us, he's actually a very social thinker.
So he has a lot in common with Pope Francis. He's both a Jesuit and a social thinker, in a sense. No?
I would think yes, especially this horizon behind their thought, rooted in the experience of ordinary people, above all, what he calls the suffering of history.
What is it that you find especially significant in Lonergan in terms of today's cultural context? Well, that's a little bit the subject of your talk, isn't it? Subject,
yes, the title of my thought is Therapy for Cultural Confusion. I think we're confused about truth. I think if you really push, many people will be hard put to defend how they believe in God. Again, I think we're confused about all this stuff of objectivity and subjectivity. We can... And he was brilliantly clear on all this, having gone to the foundations. Again, I think we're very confused over how to read, we were talking about it a moment ago, the evil of history. What is the source of healing? Where Lonergan would see the whole of history, what he calls the dialectic of history in his jargon, as suffering from this swing, this pendulum between... We make a bit of progress and then we go into decline again, a bit of progress, decline. You can see this in the world of economics, in the world of culture, in so many words. He says, what we have forgotten is the third element, redemption. We have forgotten how to bring into our thinking about history, about where history is going, that God is active in this world through us. And how do you make the understanding of redemption socially fruitful? That would be an enormous question where I think we're very confused in our politics and in our sociology and so on and so on.
Would you like to add anything?
Yes. I think I would like to mention that one of his big discoveries, which sounds so simple, but it had been forgotten for centuries, he said to himself, now what is the real foundation, the real basis, foundation stone for theology? It is the fact that we are transformed by God's love. It is a religious experience. So he stopped talking about grace as a rather abstract world, and he started talking about religious falling in love. This is the foundation of theology. You don't do your theology just from books. You don't even just do it from the Bible or the tradition of the church. You do it by reflecting on what is basic in your own faith, in your own adventure as a believer, and then all the other things make sense.
You were listening there to Jesuit Professor Michael Paul Gallagher. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.